You're going the wrong way! Ah! Cars honked and shouted as they veered to avoid McQueen. Mac! McQueen hollered as he bolted awake, swerving just in time to avoid an oncoming truck. Turning sharply, McQueen dodged through the traffic after his trailer, who still hadn't noticed that the race car was missing. But McQueen couldn't see where he was going. Race cars drove only on tracks, and the tracks were always lit up, so McQueen didn't have real headlights. Mac! He cried, momentarily losing sight of the truck. Mac, wait for me! But Mac was too far ahead. He couldn't hear McQueen. McQueen was gaining ground. He followed the truck's taillights as it headed to an off-ramp. Leaving the highway for a rural road, the trailer barreled over some train tracks. McQueen sped up and jumped the crossing a millisecond before a train came through. But when McQueen pulled up beside the truck, he made a horrible discovery. The trailer he'd been following wasn't Mac at all. "Turn on your lights, you moron!" the truck yelled at McQueen. Mac, McQueen whispered to himself as the truck drove away. So, if that truck wasn't Mac, where could Mac be? The interstate, McQueen said. Turning, he spotted some lights. He tore toward them at top speed, not realizing that he was heading down winding old Highway 66, not the interstate. A siren blasted through the night air, and McQueen saw red and blue flashing lights. A police car. Maybe he can help me, McQueen said, slowing down. But the police cruiser was old, and he hadn't had to chase a sleek young race car in years. Kablam! He backfired. He's shooting at me, McQueen said, panicking and putting the pedal to the metal. Why's he shooting at me? Boom, boom, kablam!
I haven't gone this fast in years, the sheriff said to himself as he sped after McQueen. I'm gonna blow a gasket.
Thinking he was being gunned down, McQueen swerved, snake-like, to avoid the blasts.